Job. Chapter 32. So these three men ceased to answer Job, because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then was kindled the wrath of Elihu the son of Barachel the Buzite, of the family of Ram. Against Job was his wrath aroused, because he justified himself rather than God. Also against his three friends was his wrath aroused, because they had found no answer, and yet had condemned Job. Now Elihu had waited till Job had spoken, because they were older than he. When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, then his wrath was aroused. And Elihu the son of Barachel the Buzite answered and said, I am young, and you are very old, therefore I was afraid, and dared not show you my opinion. I said, days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand justice. Therefore I say, hearken to me, I also will show my opinion. Behold, I waited for your words, I gave ear to your reasons, while you searched out what to say. Yea, I attended unto you, and, behold, there was none of you that convinced Job, or that answered his words. Lest you should say, we have found out wisdom, God vanquishes him, not man. Now he has not directed his words against me, neither will I answer him with your speeches. They were amazed, they answered no more, they left off speaking. When I had waited, for they spoke not, but stood still, and answered no more, I said, I will answer also my part, I also will show my opinion. For I am full of words, the spirit within me constrains me. Behold, my belly is as wine which has no vent, it is ready to burst like new wineskins. I will speak, that I may be refreshed, I will open my lips and answer. Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person, neither let me give flattery unto man. For I know not how to give flattery, in so doing my Maker would soon take me away.